AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivered a Thanksgiving message.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This is always a special time in America, but this year, the blessings of Thanksgiving are especially meaningful.
After being apart last year, we have a new appreciation for those little moments we can't plan or replicate. The music of laughter in a warm, full kitchen. The thump of small feet making big sounds.
The Bidens, who are spending the holiday weekend on Nantucket, visited a Coast Guard station to meet virtually with service members around the world and in person with those at the station. Wanda Cooper-Jones says she will always have a heavy heart every Thanksgiving since her son Ahmed Aubrey was killed.
I'm thankful because this is the first Thanksgiving that we're having, saying that we finally got justice for Ahmad. But again, I mean, my heart's still heavy because this is Thanksgiving and my baby's not here.
Cooper-Jones says she has grown closer to the mother of Ronald Green, who died in 2019 after being put in a chokehold by Louisiana State Police. She's talked with Trayvon Martin's mother, as well as the mother of Breonna Taylor, who was killed by Louisville, Kentucky police. She calls those mothers and others a sorority. A devastating fire in a coal mine in Siberia has killed 52 miners and rescuers. Hours after a methane gas explosion and fire filled the mine with toxic fumes, rescuers found 14 bodies, but then were forced to halt the search for 38 others, some 800 feet deep in the mine, because of a buildup of methane and high concentration of carbon monoxide. 9 out of 10 people riding in an Amish buggy were injured in north central Wisconsin. 8 with significant injuries after being rear-ended by a vehicle traveling at highway speed yesterday afternoon. The 35-year-old driver of that vehicle being held on suspicion of operating under the influence of a controlled substance and inattentive driving. This is AP News. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade kicked off the holiday season. Macy's chairman, CEO Jeff Gennette tells NBC,
"We just love doing this parade. We love ushering in the holiday season for America."
After last year's pandemic curtailed gathering, today's celebration included bands, floats, singers, and performers through the entire 2.5-mile stretch of Manhattan lined with spectators. The Detroit Lions lose their 10th game of the season, 16-14, to the Chicago Bears, who go 4-7 and end a 5-game losing streak. The Lions 0-10-1 this season, last won nearly a year ago. Dallas Cowboys host the Las Vegas Raiders this afternoon. Buffalo visits New Orleans this evening. College football, Mississippi State hosts rival Ole Miss. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.